Chapter 10. Uncertainty. There is always an element of uncertainty in describing quantum entities. They can never be known in their totality. Heisenberg discovered the uncertain nature of nature, which is therefore referred to as the Heisenberg uncertainty principle, or more simply, the uncertainty principle. For example, we can never know, experimentally or in principle, a quantum entity's position and momentum, considered to be the two measurable variables which are the cornerstones of classical physics, at the same time. This makes it impossible to pin these quantum objects down. They defeat all our attempts at complete surveillance. We can decide what we want to measure, but we can't measure all properties of a system at once. In what Wheeler calls the great lesson of quantum mechanics, if we choose to measure one thing, we prevent the measurement of something else. It is pointless to speculate upon whether the missing information exists. It is not a question of building better technology to one day know both of these properties. Instead, it is as if these quantum entities simply don't possess both qualities at the same moment. So this is not merely a matter of our lack of knowledge. Our lack of complete clarity is a clear reflection of the ontological condition of the quantum entity. It turns out that one of the biggest breakthroughs in modern physics is the recognition that whatever we say about the state of a physical system is always limited and approximate. It is meaningless to consider, for example, an electron to have a precise location and motion at one and the same time. Being that quantum entities don't have any real attributes until they are measured, and being that these different attributes can't be measured at the same time, is to say that certain attributes can't exist at the same time. Quantum physics has shown that not only is the full description of these quantum entities unknown, but because they do not exist prior to being measured, they are ultimately unknowable. Not only is there a limit to our knowledge of these quantum entities when we are looking at them, we have no idea at all what they are doing when we are not looking at them. If we know where these quantum entities are, we pay a price, for then we don't know where they're going. Similarly, if we know where they're going, we don't know where they are. Imagine if measuring our height changed our weight, and then, when we measured our new weight, our height was no longer the same. We would never be able to get an accurate reading of both our height and weight at the same time. We reach a certain point at which one part or another of our picture of nature becomes blurred, and there is no way to refocus that part without blurring another part of the picture. Nature is so constructed that we can study one aspect of nature or another without any possibility of studying both aspects simultaneously. For example, say we were trying to learn about the Oriental carpet by studying the details of the weave in the overall pattern. To analyze the weave, we would focus closely on it, thereby losing track of the overall pattern. To see the overall pattern, we would have to step back a bit, thereby losing sight of the details of the weave. We could never see both at the same time. The more exact our description, the further away we are from a complete description. In other words, we can give an exact description of something if we limit the description to concern a partial aspect only. This reveals a surprising fundamental structural limitation in our perceptual access to information about our world. To quote Einstein, "As far as the laws of mathematics, the language of physics, refer to reality, they are not certain, and as far as they are certain, they do not refer to reality." Uncertainty is not confined to the micro world. It is embedded throughout nature and is therefore inescapable.